Since the light rail extension opened along 19th Avenue in Phoenix 2 years ago, residents and businesses have complained about people panhandling and trespassing. But they're also taking action, working with the city to create a master development plan and hopping on a bus several weeks ago to show off assets and opportunities to potential investors. From KJZZ's business desk, Christina Estes reports.
Hello!
The bus tour, organized by Local First Arizona, begins with a success story at 19th Avenue and Camelback Road.
This store always is performing as one of our top stores. It's always one or two.
That's out of eight stores Zia Records operates, says Mary Poppenhausen.
And we transformed what was a dilapidated, abandoned kind of CVS situation that a corporate from not Arizona couldn't understand. So being a local business, Arizona business, we said, this is amazing property. We've always been around. Let's take it.
Listening intently is real estate investor Max Palacio.
I think that it's poised to grow.
The proof, he thinks, is in an older apartment complex he bought. After renovations, Palacio says the property at 16th Avenue Camelback is attracting people who were paying a lot more to live downtown.
It takes some time to understand a neighborhood and understand, as I said before, the dynamics of it. And I took the time to do that. The results have been really good.
Thank you so much for coming.
As the bus moves north, Pam Fitzgerald describes where she's lived for 48 years. Technically known as the Washington Park neighborhood, residents call 23rd Avenue in Maryland a hidden gem.
We've got a tennis center, a dog park, a swimming pool, a highly ranked high school, and we're right in the middle of the city. And I still feel when I'm in my backyard that I'm out in the country. It's quiet.
Welcome to our second stop.
Standing under a massive pine tree, Fitzgerald addresses a handful of potential developers.
We're hoping to get some new investment and some exciting new life into this neighborhood.
And particularly, what do you want? Particularly, what would you want?
Wine bar!
Boom!
That's Shannon McBride piping up. She's executive director of 19 North, a collaboration of residents, businesses, schools, and nonprofits stretching from 15th to 23rd Avenues, just south of Bethany Home, north to Dunlap.
There's a whole bunch of us like that. They just are invested in this community.
And more people are moving to one of the city's most socioeconomically diverse areas. Investors are flipping 50-year-old houses, while developers are building low-income apartments and selling new houses for $300,000 to $600,000.
I'm proud to live here.
Carrie Buffo also sells real estate in the area. Lately, she's been keeping tabs on the northeast corner of 19th Ave and Bethany Home, across from Christown Mall.
Those of you that have been around for a while know the car wash and where the old Weinberger used to be, and that is under development.
Documents filed with the city show at least one restaurant with outdoor seating is being planned. Phoenix's economic development director tells me 19 North will attract significant restaurants and retail. It'll just take time. When the tour began, Councilman Daniel Valenzuela put it this way.
It's a transitioning area, right? We're not going to walk you through Disneyland today.
That becomes evident at Dunlap, at the public plaza where the light rail line ends, and some people don't like sharing the space. Security's been increased along the line, and Pam Fitzgerald says it's helped her neighborhood.
I love my house, and I'm not going anywhere. The people that shouldn't be here are the ones that need to go.
The tour ends at Northern, where Shannon McBride takes investor Max Palacio inside the former Good Shepherd Home for Girls.
These were the nuns' dorm rooms.
Built in 1942, it served as a girls' home until 1981 and is listed on Phoenix's Historic Property Register. McBride shows Palacio the blueprints.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's insane. And that's an arch, and this is an arch.
Palacio plans to take a closer look. And even though no one's designing a wine bar yet, Pam Fitzgerald is already celebrating.
It excites me to see this area come back and be what it was when I first moved here.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.